Now the news on Wenjie. China's Zhijiao-2 satellite has completed in-orbit communication tests. The China National Space Administration says its platform and payloads are working normally. The satellite is able to provide relay communication services for lunar exploration missions of China and other countries. Zhijiao-2 was launched on March 20th and entered its orbit on April 2nd. Days later, it completed a communication test with China's lunar probe Chang'e-4, which is an exploration mission on the far side of the moon. The president of Suriname is in Beijing for a state visit. Chandrika Prasad Santokhi says he has been looking forward to the trip.
The expectations are very high that with this meeting we'll expand and deepen our cooperation, and we'll go back with good results.
China and Suriname are celebrating 5 years of strategic cooperative partnership this year. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Suriname is an important partner in the Caribbean, and China expects President Santokhi's visit to propel the advancement of bilateral ties. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has come with a warning from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He says Israel is preparing for scenarios in locations other than Gaza amid concerns of a potential retaliatory strike by Iran. The warning came on the heels of more strikes in central and southern Gaza. AP correspondent Sam Mednick has more.
Strikes are continuing across Gaza, and in the past few days, several high-profile targets have been hit. On Thursday, Israel said that it killed a fighter who was financing a lot of the operations in the southern city of Rafah. And a day earlier, on Wednesday, Israel said that it killed three sons of a top Hamas commander, political leader, actually, Ismail Haniyeh. They killed his sons. They are three of the highest-profile targets killed since the beginning of the war. One of the sons, Israel says, was a commander of one of the cells. And that Israel is about to begin the next phase of this war, which is going into the southern city of Rafah. But this is something that the international community, particularly the United States, has largely pushed back on. There's about 1.5 million people sheltering in Rafah. It's unclear where they're supposed to go. And the United States is urging Israel to find another way to get rid of Hamas. But so far, Israel has remained defiant that it will launch this ground offensive. It just hasn't said exactly when.
At least 9 people are dead and 15 others remain missing after a boat carrying migrants capsized in waters off southern Italy. The boat, carrying 46 people from Burkina Faso, Guinea, and other places, capsized and sank amid high winds late Wednesday, 3 days after it departed from Tunisia. Last year, Italy reported about 160,000 migrant arrivals and more than 1,900 deaths at sea. Clashes have broken out between rival armed groups in the Libyan capital of Tripoli. Witnesses heard heavy gunfire on Thursday in different parts of the city. Authorities have advised residents to stay at home for safety. The Canadian government has warned that the country risks another catastrophic wildfire season. It has forecast higher than normal temperatures across much of the country, boosted by El Nino weather conditions. Emergency Preparedness Minister Harjit Sajjan says the warmer temperatures and widespread drought have set the stage for another punishing summer.
Currently, we know that there are several concerning trends. Southern Alberta, British Columbia, and Southern Ontario are facing extreme drought conditions, and we are expecting above normal temperatures all across the country, which is actually leading to early snowmelts. All these elements create conditions for a wildfire season like the last. And more to that, the temperature trends are very concerning. With the heat and dryness across the country, we can expect that the wildfire season will start sooner and end later and potentially be more explosive.
Over 4,000 brands from more than 70 countries and regions will showcase their latest products at the 4th China International Consumer Products Expo. The 6-day event will open on Saturday in Haikou. Ireland will be the guest of honor at this year's event. In sports, Novak Djokovic has reached the quarterfinals of the Monte Carlo Masters. He beat Lorenzo Musetti in straight sets. And that's the news. I'm Wenjie.